more of Lake Effect Now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Milwaukee celebrates a variety of cultures and ethnicities each summer during its festival season. This weekend marks not only Irish Fest, but the fifth annual India Fest Milwaukee. The day-long festival combines food, music, and other performances Saturday at Humboldt Park.
Purnima Nath is the founder and chair of the festival. She talked with Lake Effect's Mayon Silver about how the festival has evolved since its founding and what we can expect this year.
Several things, actually. First time that we are able to hire somebody, an awesome Bollywood artist who's actually performed as well as composed in Bollywood industry. And he is super excited to come over here and do some fusion music for our Indian crowd and our community over here.
Wow, that's from Bollywood?
He actually performed, composed, and performed with several different artists, big names like Atif Aslam, Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan, Mahalakshmi Iyer. So it's amazing to even get connected to that kind of caliber of artist, as well as invite him, an ability to have him part of India Fest. So super exciting.
Is that singing and dancing?
That particular show is going to be fusion. It's called Bollywood Beats and Fusion. So he's going to do, his name is Ali Parvez, and he's going to do several aspects of music. So it's ghazal type as well as Bollywood, and he's music. So it's going to be super fusion of modern Indian music.
And is it a band? Like,
yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So that kind of supplements the general lineup of local artists and talent that you
Correct.
Have, right? So India has over three times the population of the United States.
And four, maybe.
Right, maybe four. And it's very diverse regionally, north, west, south, east, central. Does India Fest and the Milwaukee Indian community reflect that diversity of India itself?
Definitely. If you look at in a macro scale, every Indians from all parts of India is over here. But I think if you look at from a macro perspective, there are a lot of people who's more South Indian based are situated here. Bigger companies like GE, Johnson Control, Rockwell, you'll see a lot of Tamilians, people from Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. So I would say definitely a good balance of North Indians and South Indians are here, but more majority perhaps is South Indians, without going into details of, you know, demographics, and which details I do not have right now.
Sure.
But at the same time, we don't have a whole lot of representation from northeast side, which is where I'm from, actually. I was born and brought up from a very small state called Tripura. And it's one of those seven states in the northeast side of India. And usually, no matter where you go, you don't really see much representation from that area at all. So I wasn't surprised that we didn't have a whole lot of people over here. We don't have any, maybe one or two family. And that part of India is quite segregated because of the fact that Bangladesh came in between, and it's from a landscape perspective, it's kind of divided from the mainland India.
So is the festival just mainland India, or does it include other areas like Bangladesh or Pakistan and stuff like that?
It's a great question. The whole idea was that initially we didn't have anything here in Milwaukee which represented entire India. So the whole idea was that we would do something that pretty much says and gives an essence of India, right? So it doesn't matter whether somebody is from south or north or east or west. But, you know, this year, the interesting thing happened. Even last year, I think I've tried to do some work with different countries, but it didn't go forward. But this year we had, it was interesting that we actually worked with Nepali communities. We worked with Bangladesh communities, as well as Sri Lanka and Pakistan. The whole idea was that they are neighboring countries, right? So it'll be nice if they can come enjoy and be part of it as well. And the response was overwhelming. It is very clear that they were all, you know, they wanted to be part of it. But the timing that I went ahead and started discussing didn't give me enough time for them to prepare. So I know that from a conversation, from email, from personal connections, it's very interesting. It's going to be, it looks like that they're going to be more prepared next year and they're going to be part of it. Next year. So it's I'm excited. Even though we are celebrating India, I think the neighboring countries has a lot more commonalities of us as well. So I think it's going to be nice integration.
Nice. And speaking of the surrounding countries, obviously there are people that aren't Indian and there are people from the greater Milwaukee community that come. And I'd say that maybe Indian food is kind of the gateway into learning about Indian culture, because, you know, it seems more common for Americans to have had Indian and all types of ethnic foods these days. So do you still find Milwaukeeans who are coming to the festival, they've never had Indian food before, they try it at the festival, you know, they've never seen the songs and the dancing and the colorful saris. Have you ever talked to anybody like that?
Absolutely. You know, if you look at a macro scale again, India Fest is quite new, right? It's only fifth year if you compare with the Irish Fest, which has been there for 30 years, or a Bastille Day for many years. We are pretty brand new still, right? And people, when I started working on that 5 years ago, when I started saying Indian Fest. I didn't even have a name for it. But I quickly realized that they started calling me which sector of Cherokee you are. I'm like, okay, so something is wrong over here. So I started calling it as an India Fest, you know, initially. And then, it was quite early in the process. So this transition was very quick. So we didn't have a whole lot of branding issue. And then as we grow, we have grown, as you have seen over the years, it's interesting that even now there are a lot of people in the community who comes brand new, you know, with absolutely no idea about what India is or what India Fest is. Day before yesterday, I was in an interview with 103.7. And interestingly, I was talking to Ali, and it was so fun to know that she, with all those knowledges also, she never heard of India Fest, and she didn't know, you know, the varieties of food. And I'm so excited to invite her. So these are the bridges we are trying to gap here. And I think it's fascinating. As we grow, I'm sure people will know more about it. People will understand more, and, you know, it will be super integrated.
Is the Sikh community at all involved in the festival?
Absolutely. In fact, Sikh community is one of the community. They have been involved since the beginning. First 2 years, they have sponsored us, and they also kept the tradition continuing, you know. They would come, they would do the turban tying. It's to get a sense of it's a bit different, and it's fun. Actually, it's actually fun that, you know, more Americans get to tie it and at least see how it feels, and they get to walk around, they get to experience how does it feel on their head, you know, what does it really mean at the end of the day. That experience they take home. And I think there's a great question. The Sikh community is definitely involved, and they are actually going to be doing something interesting this year for us. They're going to actually do an exhibition as well. Some of those fighters who have actually been in the army here in the United States, and they are going to talk about them. They're going to actually bring them part of the festival as an exhibition. So this, I'm looking forward to it. Every year we grow in certain aspects of it. So every little thing that we do, we try to make sure we expand on that activities and in that act.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
And so what's your hope for this year's festival and for going forward?
Festival-wise, obviously, as a organization who's bringing the event, my goal isn't just to grow the festival. My goal is also making sure that our Indian community also gets more involved. There's tons of Indian people here. Not everybody is engaged. Not everybody gets to because of their responsibilities and other life issues. So I would like to see that more and more Indians get to be part of it, regardless of which area, whether it's volunteering, whether it's a performance, whether it is, sponsorships, whether it is vendor management. It doesn't matter which area they get involved, but I'd like to see more Indians get involved. They get take more initiatives. I'd like to see youth, whether it's a college kid or little kids like that, gets more energized of connecting back to the roots and gets involved in taking initiative and getting it done. As well as I would like to see some of our neighbors to be part of our team. They don't have to know anything about India. They just have to have that attitude and an interest. I'm sure they can do tons. So that's where I think the engagement is where I am more interested, as well as the growth of it.
Really looking forward to this year's festival. So Purni Manath, thank you so much for coming and talking about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Purni Manath is founder and chair of India Fest Milwaukee. The fifth annual version of the festival takes place all day Saturday at Humboldt Park in Bayview. You'll find a link to much more information about it at wuwm.com. Nath spoke with Lake Effect's Mayan Silver.